It's time for our high school update. And this morning we swing over to Coldwater High School with Principal Bill Milnes. Fall stuff is done. You're gearing up for winter stuff right now. Thanksgiving around the corner. Is this a time for everybody to catch their breath, or are you guys just kind of getting a second wind for the winter stretch run here at Coldwater High School?
Yeah, it's definitely, good morning, by the way, it's definitely about taking a big, deep, and very fast breath. Moves very quickly here into the winter time, and we're already, as many schools are having to do, we're already planning for next year and looking at our course offerings and scheduling processes. So it's really amazing when you talk to people and you say, yeah, it's November and we're already planning for, you know, how we're going to do things in March and April and May to get ready for next school year. So we try to pay attention to what's going on around us now, but at the same time, we've got to focus on what's coming up and getting better at what we do and helping the kids do better at what they do, too.
Well, again, it's not just about the kids learning, because the teachers are, too. You had professional development a couple of weeks ago. You got more of that coming up here shortly, right?
Yeah, we've really done a great job this year focusing on what are called professional learning communities with the teachers. And really what that means, as professionals, they are learning with and from each other and helping each other really transform what's going on in our classrooms. So that's exciting. It's a lot of time and investment, but it's personal investment. And so that's very, very rewarding, because we're seeing those benefits in our classrooms.
Well, the fall season got everybody a buzz from a lot of it was sports related, but there's some other things going on at the school. It just seemed like such a cool atmosphere at Coldwater High School during the first couple of months of the school year.
Yeah, it right from the kickoff of the school year, there was just a lot to celebrate that was going on. You know, obviously the sports seasons went very well, and that helps give kids something to get behind and cheer on, having teams go to the playoffs that hadn't gone before. You know, we've got our tennis and football team doing great. You know, the soccer team did very well. It just seemed like everything went well this year. Girls golf and in soccer, you know, we've got academic all-state players and academic all-state teams there with girls golf. There was just a lot to celebrate, and that really helps, I think, the culture here in the building to stay focused on good things.
And it doesn't happen, though, without that community support, though.
Oh, yeah. One of the you know, as the community knows, one of the biggest things for us, I want to really thank the community for the continued support of the programming here at Coldwater Community Schools. A wonderful show of support that really, I think, showed everybody that we can continue to create these partnerships. I know this morning you had Jenny Rufinacht on talking about the parent program. It's a great partnership between the schools and community agencies. Right now is a busy time for us. We have coat drives and canned food drives and food pantry raising money, and we've got 30 students that teachers have adopted to help make sure that they have what they need in the winter months. And you know, between blood drives and raising money for Relay for Life, it's really this partnership where we want to make sure the community knows that we're trying to give back as much as possible for the support that they show us. Because we do appreciate when they buy those candles or cookie dough or chocolate from time to time, because those offer the kids some other special opportunities, too.
All right. In the classroom, happy with the way things are working out this first part of the school year with a mix of teachers and the classes that and the topics you guys have to tackle?
Yeah. The professional learning communities have really helped us focus the conversations around student learning. So I'm very excited about what's going on, because we've changed our view from, you know, what is the teacher doing in the class to what are we asking students to do in the class, and what activities are they doing to try to get the level of learning that we desire for them. So it's been a really great transformation, and you know, the Academic First initiative that people have heard about, it's not just talk, it's what's being done. So it's a really exciting time for us. Like you said, we're planning for next semester, and we're looking at what changes can we create to help support those initiatives that are going on in our school. So it is a very exciting time.
Good stuff happening in the classrooms. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Coldwater High School Principal Bill Milnes with this week's edition of our High School Update.